Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Tzitzit Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the second day of the month of Menachem Av. Please continue to daven for all those names are listed in the daily email, including the four children who we daven for regularly, Chaya, Yael, Shoshana, Bas, Chana, Fredo, Alini, Orna, Bas, Chen, Chana, Tinok, Ben, Nechama, Devorah, and Tinok, Ben, Siona, Sara, Medei, and all in need have a Rifua Shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind those who are still being held captive, of course, our precious brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza, and Arvin, Nitanel, Ben, Sonia, Siona, who's unjustly being held in Iran, may they speedily be returned home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Daniel Yalkut of Congregation Foley Tzedek in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. It will be followed by Rabbi Yalkut slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited in Hebrew and translated following that into English. And then Rabbi Yalkut will lead us in our three Mishaberachs, the Mishaberach for Sahal, for our brave soldiers, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and Rabbi Yalkut will conclude, with the Mishaberach Lacholem, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Yalkut.
Thank you so much. I just want to add, as a point of personal privilege, that the words of Torah that we will share and the davening we will do should also be to mark the yard site of a dear friend whose yard site is today, Yaakov Levy ben Harav Aryeh, Yaakov Matenki, who passed away today at a young age, tragically, over 20 years ago, but his memory is still cherished by all who knew and who loved him. We find ourselves in very, very dark times. The 9 days are always the shadow of the Tisha B'Av and the destruction of the temple. Always weighs heavily in these days, but against the backdrop of the last 9 months of war, the terrible events of Hasura, and now the sense that, as David HaMelech expressed in Tehillim, a feeling called Gaim Savuni, being surrounded by enemies who are have most nefarious intentions, in the sense of not knowing what the future holds, that the importance of chizuk, of being able to strengthen ourselves, is all the more paramount. So what I'd like to do this morning is to share with you a drasha that I intended to give this past Shmiyat Aretz, that was interrupted, that someone came into shul, as I'm sure many of you experienced. Someone came into shul with the news that terrible things were happening in Eretz Yisrael. And as I realized what was happening, I decided I needed to shift gears to give a different message. But I think today it's important, and I shared it with my shul, with Shabbos, to go back to that idea, because I think it gives us a lot of direction in terms of how to deal with these challenging times. So very quickly, there is a classic work on the laws of Sukkot. It was written in the 19th century Germany. It's called the Bikurei Yaakov. It was written by the great Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, who was one of the leading lights of 19th century German Jewry. So at the very end of the Bikurei Yaakov, he comments on the practice of reading the Torah on the night of Simchas Torah, which of course is an unusual practice. Today it's almost ubiquitous in Ashkenazi communities. But normally we don't read the Torah on the night at night at all, right? This is really a halakhic anomaly. So the Kyriakou recounts that he once spent the night of Torah in a certain community, and he respectfully omits the name of the community. They had a very unusual practice, that when they came to read the Torah, the night of Simchat Torah, what they read was Parshas Matos. They read the first section of last week's Parsha, that we read a couple of days ago, which deals with the laws of vows. And he says, quite laconically, he says, this is a ta'us gamur. This is a complete mistake. So how did this community develop an odd custom? So his suggestion, which is probably accurate, is that if one lives in the classic codification of Ashkenazi, Halacha by the Ramah, the great Rav Moshe Itzelitz, he writes that we read Hanidarim Shabbat Torah, the vows that are in the Torah. What does that mean? So before today, the almost universal custom is to read the reading that we'll read again during the days of Simchat Torah of the Zos HaBracha. But originally what they did, and this was, to be frank, a fundraiser for the community, they would read what I'd call the greatest hits of the Torah, right? All of the most beloved passages, HaMalach HaGoel, Yaakov's blessings to his children, the Song of the Sea, the Ten Commandments, anything that fetched a high price when it was sold during the year for an aliyah. Right? That people loved these passages, they would give top dollar to the community, and those were known as nedarim, as vows, as pledges. Says the Bikur Yaakov, some Jew looking in the Ramah, trying to remember what the practice is in the natives of Chasura, sees the word nedarim, sees the word vows, and says, oh, what is Parshas Nedarim, the section of Nedarim? That must be the beginning of Matos, where it goes through all the laws of vows. And so he says this hapless community instituted this practice based on a misreading of a text. So again, I do not doubt that his forensic analysis is correct, but I thought this going to Shemini Atzeres, there was a meaningful message in this practice. And what I suggested is that if one thinks about the Yom Narei and the days of awe, one of the things that when we're thinking about Shuvah and we're thinking about fixing and repentance in the season of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is that we are stymied by the detritus of failed commitments, right? All of us, I think if we're honest, right, have in our past, we tried to do better, we tried to take on certain kinds of ideas, certain kinds of practices, and life happens, right? Those commitments don't always work out, right? And we're concerned what's going to be now about these neglected commitments, right? Whether it is about the sin itself of neglecting our vows and commitments, or perhaps more conceptually, right? The sense that we have so many, you know, so many moments of failure, that how can we summon up the energy to have a new, fresh start in the year? So what do? We have all kinds of practices. And again, different communities have slightly different customs. But Hataras Nedarim before Rosh Hashanah, we annul our vows, right? We say, you know what? Let bygones be bygones. We will use some kind of a lock mechanism to get rid of all of those things that are holding us back from the bath, right? To clean house. And then we come to Shul Yom Kippur night. What's the first thing we do? Pull Nidre, right? We declare, forget about all the vows, that we are starting, right? We are starting from scratch with God. And that is critical, right? It's almost a form of chemotherapy, right? To clear out the things that are causing us problems, right? At the same time, right? That life is about striving. Life is about commitment. And after we go through the boot camp of Sukkot, right, the most beautiful thing we can do is say, now we're going out, we've had such a wonderful yantif, right? What are our new commitments, right? What are the new things we are taking on ourselves? So perhaps one can view homiletically, right, this obscure practice of reading the vows of Parshas Matos, and the Nevi'im Chasura, that's our passage into the year which is coming to green us. We have to ask ourselves, on Shemini Atzeres and Simchat Torah, what are we taking on now for the year that's coming? So the drasha was stayed in the file on my shtender and shul. I did not give it. And I thought coming into Parshas Matos, perhaps this was the time to share that thought. And I thought it was particularly significant, right? Because the Baal HaTshuva makes a comment in last week's parasha. The Asurim asked, why do we juxtapose in the Torah the laws of vows next to the war that was fought against Binyan? And he makes a very brief but such a powerful statement. Shenodrim be'ez tzara u'milchama. Right? That we make new commitments at a time of crisis and of war. Right? And that's something, again, can be documented in so many places in Tanakh. Right? The Yizer, Yisrael, Neder, at a time of war, the Jewish people says, what am I going to take on? Right? What is going to be my new Hanhaga Tova, my new positive behavior? That's a very personal choice. Right? But the idea that the Yisrael comes at a time of crisis and war, right? The response of the Jewish people, each individual Jew, each family, each community, what am I going to take on in this moment, right, as a way of bettering myself, bettering the world? This is a very unstable time that we find ourselves in. And I think that's the question. Right? And again, while I didn't give the drasha this past Mechasara, perhaps I should have. Perhaps I should have gotten up and said, now is the time, Shinojim is Tarim Lechama, right? We've come into a new world, a new existence, a time of crisis and war. What are we going to take on ourselves? I think that is something I've been asking myself. I've been asking and sharing my community now with our chaver here over the telephone. What are we taking on? Like the time of war and crisis, if anything, is deepening right now. And it's not too late, right? What is it? It could be being on the chaver. It could be how we treat our friends, right? Are we better parents? Are we better spouses, right? How is our approach to davening, to learning, to giving tzedakah, right? Are we adding on? And again, it doesn't have to be, and perhaps it's more sustainable if each of us can find one small thing to say, this is my new commitment, right, to do something for the sake of the Jewish people. Both on Simchas Torah, as well as the past Shabbos and Parashas Matzeh, when we concluded the reading of a book of the Torah, we end with the words chazak v'nitzchazek. You should be strong and strengthen yourself. And this is really borrowed from a pasuk in Sefer Shmuel, a verse in the book of Samuel, from King David's general Yoav, who said, chazak v'nitzchazek v'ad aminu v'ad are elokeinu. We should be strong and strengthen ourselves for, on behalf of our nation, on behalf of the cities of our God, and God will do what is good in his eyes. I think this is certainly a moment for us to think, each one of us, in a very personal and intimate way, if we took things on, maybe that they've, our resolve has weakened a little bit over the course of the year, to strengthen that resolve. And if we haven't come to it yet, and maybe it's time to take on something new as well, and we should see Hashem Yaseh Tov Einav, to see a time where God will in fact do what is good in his eyes in a way which is open and revealed for us to see as well. We will now continue with Tehillim. We will start with Tehillim Parakov Lamnatseach, Psalm 20. Lamnatseach Mizmorilizavir Yamcha Adonai V'yom Tzara Yizagavcha Shem Heyakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitziyan Yisadeka Yizkar Kamin Chosecha Olasecha Yidash Netzeva Yitein Lecha Chilvavecha Chatzatzecha Yimalei Nanam Yishuvatecha U'mishem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol mishalo secha, ata yadati, kiyoshi adunai mishicha, yaneyam, mishmei kodshav bigvuroz, yesha yimino, eile vorechav, yeile vatsusim, vanachram, mishem adunai lomeinu naskir, hey, makaru v'nafolo, vanachram kamim v'nisodot, adunai yoshiyo, Hamel Yaneinu V'yom Kareinu. Psalm 23, Tehillim, Kapitel Chaf Gimel. Mizmor L'David, Adonai Ro'eh Lo Echsar, Psalm 130. Shir Hamalas Nina Makim Grasih Adonai Adonai Shiva Kali Tiana Zagashula Zakal Zakunai Ima Bonos Tishmar Yah Adonai Mi Amar Ima Kasbika Psalm 143, Capital Kuf Men Bay. Maskil is a bit Yosamara Tila Kali Adana Yazak Kali Adana Yas Khanan Ishbam Levanam Sikhe Tarase Levanavagin Bisate, Valaruki, Asayadat, Zimote, Borem Zilave, Tom, Bakwe, Ave, Yomin, Rave, Mimake, Avad, Manos, Mimani, Inners, Namshe, Zoati, Elakadum, Amartya, Tom, Afsi, Kaki, Beret, Achayim, Actually, no, see, he's a low team at home. Has he been refined? He's so mean, any. But see, I'm not scared. I'm she loves a fish, mecha. Be, I'm serious, I think him. He's sigma, alai. We continue, Achenu, Kobis, Israel, from Sunim, Basarov, Shivya, from Zim, made by young lady, Abasham, come your hail on him, be your team, Saravi, Vacha. As a prayer for all of our soldiers, הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילים מכותרות שקעה ויכולנו לאחר המשלח ורחב ההצלחה לכל מעשי להם יעבר שרים תחתיהם ונשרי מחסר ישוע ובעצר את נשלחו ויקוי המען הכסוב כי אדוני הולכם על בית חימכם ולכם על כמו עמדיכם ולהושיע אתכם ולומר אמן. משבר אך on behalf of those who were held hostage Yodu Adonai Chastov and the Philosophy of Adam, Bikurim and Mikra Shekosov, Uftuye Adonai Shuvun, Uvaut Tziyon Verina, Mitzil Chastov and Avrosham, Sassov and Mitzilcha Yasigo, Venas Yagon, Va'anam Chav, Yomar Amen. Yishvech HaVasein Avraham Yitzhak V'yakov, Moshe Aron Dev Shlomo, Hu Yivarek V'yirabez HaKholim, Akin Shvarek V'yimali Rechem Nali Anach, V'ilong Rabazam Anach, V'yitam Anach, Yotam, ישלח להם אירוע פרושת אימם משמיים, חברים וחוגדים את הושך על ישראל, רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף, השלב בהגלות זנקרים, ונאמר, אמן,
שמרת,
very quick Yeshua's salvation for the entire Jewish people.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Yalko. We look forward to having you back on the programs we've got in the Yirth Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.